Well, after a couple of hours of trade on Thursday, the Aussie market finds itself in positive territory. We've got the ASX 200 up about 0.7%, and that's more than enough to recoup the decline that we had yesterday of 0.6. It means that we're still holding above that 6,000-point mark at the moment, still over the past couple of months, if you step back from the day-to-day noise and movements. So we have largely been heading sideways now for the best part of 8 weeks. But perhaps what's helping us today is the fact that we did receive a positive lead from most markets overseas, including the US share market, which is on a four-day winning streak now and is once again approaching the best levels on record. Some economic news last night was better than expected, at least some of it was. We had an update on jobs for the private sector, which was a little worse than expected, but there was also some remarks that White House negotiators are at least saying that they aim to reach a deal on a new coronavirus relief package, potentially by the end of this week. So it will certainly be something to watch. European markets also edging higher by approximately 0.5%. On the coronavirus front, we had 471 new cases. That's expected to be announced by Daniel Andrews, the Premier of Victoria, today, which is significant, but at least it's lower than the 725, which was a record number announced just yesterday. In New South Wales, 12 new cases, which is actually the third straight day where we've had that number being announced as far as new cases being delivered, but at least we're not seeing exponential growth in New South Wales for the time being. Now, as far as the different stocks and sectors go, we are seeing gains across most areas of the market at the moment, but the one company making the difference is BHP, which is up about 4%. So on its own, it's accounting for about 40% of the market's advance, about 15 points being added to the ASX 200 from that stock. Commodity prices were higher last night, including iron ore and petroleum, oil rather, which has been helpful. And some commodities have been on the way up, partly because of a weaker US dollar. So other commodities have also jumped up, and that's why we're seeing gains across the board in that resource space today. Consumer discretionary is also on the way up. Nick Scali in particular receiving the attention. It's up almost 20%. Now, the furniture group announced and its full year results today. Revenue and profits over the 12 months to June, not moving too much, but the $42 million underlying profit was still a touch ahead of what the company was guiding investors to just a couple of months ago. But what the stock seems to be bouncing so strongly on seems to be the outlook, so the guidance for the future. It has already seen a 70% lift in sales in July compared to this time last year, and it now expects profits to grow by between 50 and 60% over the first half of this year. Other stocks in that space, like Harvey Norman, for example, seem to be jumping on that news, up 7%, and JB Hi-Fi and other retailers are higher as well. The losers are mostly defensive stocks in two sectors, healthcare stocks and also property stocks. Now, in the healthcare space, CSL, Fisher & Paykel, Cochlear and ResMed are down. Of those, the one receiving all the attention is ResMed, and that's because it released its latest quarterly results and also its results for the past year. So full-year profit up 32%, revenues up 13% to about $3 billion. The thing, though, is that was largely driven by demand for ventilators. It produced 150,000 ventilators since the start of this year due to COVID-19, but there's an expectation by the group that once demand for ventilators drop, it could be a slower recovery. There has been a significant decline in demand for its sleep apnea masks, which is important because it accounts for about 40% of the company's total revenue. In the property trust space, we're seeing losses mainly from shopping mall owners like Vicinity Centres and also Centre Group, which is down about 2.5%. Now, Centre Group is the owner of Westfield Shopping Centres in Australia and New Zealand, and today it said that the value of its properties will take a 10% hit due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that obviously will impact the company's bottom line. AMP is up a touch though today. AMP Australia boss has stepped down effective immediately, and the Aussie dollar is stronger. It's sitting at about 72.1 US, so around the best levels in about 15 months.